One situation we often find clients in is ended up retiring early, whether that be by their own choice or if they were forced out of retirement or whatever the situation might be. But oftentimes when you're in that position, you might not feel completely comfortable stepping away from a paycheck altogether. So what are some of the solutions? What are some things John discusses with his clients that find themselves in that same position? We got a good situation and scenario coming up that we'll discuss next. Glad to have you back on the show. I'm Ben George with John Stillman. He's a chartered retirement planning counselor at Rosewood Wealth Management. You'll find him online at rosewoodwealthmanagement.com. John, how are you?
Doing great. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. I know we like to address some questions and go through some different scenarios here on the show. And today we got a good one here that I want to run by you and kind of get a better sense of how you would approach the situation. Because the question today comes from a police officer who was injured on the job. And the question is, he's been given medical retirement, so now he receives a monthly retirement check. However, he's only 53 and feels that he needs to keep earning money in some capacity because he doesn't think he's in a position to be truly retired at that age of 53. But he also doesn't think he has trouble or thinks he might have trouble finding work that pays as much as he would back on the force. So he doesn't know how to approach this. So how do you work through a situation where somebody kind of finds himself in this position, doesn't really know what options they have ahead of them, but isn't completely comfortable being in retirement?
Yeah. Anytime we have somebody who's retired at a relatively young age like this, we find this weird phenomenon where they're not very comfortable because they're just not meant to be retired yet. Now, for some people, they're happily retired at a relatively young age, but for other people, I know it's almost like the Ricky Bobby phenomenon, sort of a, not sure what to do with my hands. And if you're 53 and retired, sometimes you don't know what to do with yourself, know what to do with your time. So, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and coin that, the Ricky Bobby phenomenon. I don't know why I've never thought of that in retirement terms before, but all right, that's something I'm going to start talking about a lot. So you kind of have to ask yourself a few things in this situation. The first thing is, are you actually allowed to work? Because in a lot of these, like military retirement or like you're saying, law enforcement retirement situations, you have to be disabled to be collecting this retirement. And disabled doesn't mean you're in a wheelchair, right? Like it just means you reasonably can't work because of, you know, whatever, chronic pain because of an injury on the job, or, you know, if it's PTSD from time in the military, whatever it is, you've got to prove that disability and then you are prevented from earning an income because you have that disability check coming in. So that's one thing we have to determine. Are you actually allowed to work? If not, well, then we might have to get creative in how you do things. Like as an example, I have a client who is in a situation where because he was injured on the job, again, in a military situation, he's not allowed to work and still get his disability check, but his wife owns a company. And so he'll do some driving for her, making deliveries for her company. So he's not getting paid, but he is, you know, helping his wife's company earn money. So, that, you know, it's kind of a way around it without it being fraud, right? He's just helping his wife's business out, but he's not quote unquote working. He's not earning a paycheck, even though it is helping the family. So, you know, there are ways around it if you're not allowed to earn a paycheck. If you are allowed to work, then it's a question of, well, can you physically work? Like, yeah, maybe you've gotten this payout and you can do whatever you want paycheck wise, but maybe because that bad shoulder where you were wrestling a bad guy when you're on the police force, or, you know, your blown out knee from stepping on a landmine or something, I don't know, whatever it is, if you can't physically work, well, now we might have to get creative in terms of the kind of work you do. Like maybe you were always sort of a work with your hands, blue collar guy. Maybe that's just not feasible anymore. And you have to find a different way to earn an income. So those are a couple things we have to assess. It can be challenging for people who have been used to working with their hands to now having to go to something a little more like behind a computer or whatever. But you know, sometimes that's just the hand that life deals you, and we have to figure out how to accept that and move on. The other thing that can be challenging is, you know, in this question here that you read us, Ben, he was saying, well, I think I'd have trouble finding a job where I make as much as I made when I was on the police force. Well, here's the reality. If you're getting that check, that early retirement check or that disability check or whatever from that job you used to have, you can go get another job where you're not earning as much as you were on the force from your job, but that plus the disability check or the retirement check could very well have you at a total income equal to your old job or maybe making even more than you were at your job. So it can be kind of an ego hit for a lot of people to be in this situation where I'm not getting paid as much as I was before. You know, that can be uncomfortable. But the reality is, all we care about really is how much you're bringing into the household. And if you're bringing enough money in between your new job and your retirement paycheck, well, let's not let the ego get in the way. And let's go with that good situation, especially if you're making more total than you were before. Nothing wrong with that. So don't let the ego stop you from making a good decision.
Do you find many people in a similar spot where they feel like they should go back and earn some money, but also kind of feel like, well, I'm going to be going back and doing so for X dollars an hour, and this doesn't really get me that excited. Is that an issue that you commonly have to work with people through?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely can be a challenge. In fact, I have a client right now who retired a little earlier than he was planning to because of some medical challenges. And it was understood that, all right, he was going to spend a year or two in treatment and then get back into the workforce, you know, just to not make as much as he was before, but just to mitigate how much he was pulling out of his retirement accounts to make ends meet. And, you know, it was tough for him to go from making $120,000 a year to me saying, hey man, like we only need you to make like 30,000 right now to go along with your other retirement income streams. You don't need to make what you were making before. Again, like from a self-confidence, from an ego perspective, that was hard for him to go into the type of job where he's going to make 25% of what he made before. But eventually, once he came to terms with that, I think he's in a pretty good situation now.
And for anyone that kind of finds himself in a spot like this that is heading into retirement at an earlier age than maybe expected, I know it's always great that Stan is reaching out now, getting in touch and kind of asking this question, but this is something you can be sitting down with someone, a professional, a financial professional, when you kind of have that information, you know, okay, retirement's coming, I might be leaving early, and then talk through some of these options and run the numbers and see truly where you stand.
Well, this is a great example of why it's never really too early to start having the conversation, because like in his case, in Stan's case, he didn't know that he was going to be out of this job in his early 50s. Now, he might have gotten hurt a couple of years ago, and he's known for a couple of years that it's coming, but he didn't know when he was 40 that he had a limited shelf life necessarily in this job. And so that's why it's never too early to start the conversation, and then we can be prepared for any contingency. If you end up in this job for a long time, if you work to a conventional retirement age, great, we'll have a plan for that. But if you end up with some kind of situation where that's not in the cards for you, we want to be able to adjust and react. And the only way we can really have that plan is to be proactive about it. It's a lot harder to do after the fact. Not impossible, but harder to do after the fact.
Well, go to meetwithjohn.com to schedule a time to sit down with John and start having some of these discussions, whether it be a scenario like this or whatever specifically is that you're facing financially or with your job or retirement that you have questions about or want to start planning for so that you can get ahead of it. Again, meetwithjohn.com. John, as always, thanks for the time. Appreciate you going through this question and want to thank the officer for his time serving our community and want to thank him for that. So appreciate the time as always. Please hit subscribe. Always enjoy talking to you, John. Do it again soon.
Always a pleasure.
Carolina Wealth Stewards, doing business as Rosewood Wealth Management, is a registered investment advisor in the state of North Carolina. The material presented is intended to be general information and should not be construed by any consumer as the rendering of personalized investment advice.